parable of the lamp. Reese and Riley are good neighbor friends and enjoy hanging out together, especially in a treehouse in their backyard. It is a magical treehouse that can take them back to the time of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Reese and Riley love to listen to the stories Jesus shares and figure out how they can use those lessons in their own lives. Let's see what's happening today.
Boy, I had a lot of chores to do today. I have to clean my room, which was a mess, and I have to take out the garbage on a Saturday. I would rather play video games than sleep in.
Really? I don't mind.
I love Saturdays.
Let's go in the treehouse.
From their treehouse, Reese and Riley could see Jesus praying alone on a mountain. His disciple friends were waiting for him to come down, and a large crowd of townspeople were waiting to listen to what Jesus had to say. Large crowds followed him for wherever he went. He healed the sick, he made the blind to see, and the lame to walk. And this day when he came down, he talked a long time about how to know God, to know peace, to be happy, and to remember how God loves us.
You know, Reese, I'll bet you were so busy being upset today that you forgot about that special feeling that comes when we remember that God loves us.
You're right, Riley. I didn't say my prayers today, and I didn't think kind thoughts.
That's okay. I get grouchy sometimes, too. But then I remember how we are all made in God's love, and then I feel so much better.
Would anyone light a light and then put it under a basket or a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed in the center of a room where it will light the brightest. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the light, and every secret will be brought into light. And anyone with ears should listen and understand.
Whoa, that's the new LED version that lights forever.
Forever?
Well, it has rated life up to 50,000 hours or more. So if you use it 12 hours a day, it will last more than 11 years.
Wow, quick math. 11 years?
That's good to know.
Yeah, think about it. It'll last long after we're done with high school and college and beyond.
That's amazing.
So in this parable, the parable of the lamp, Jesus was telling the disciples and the crowd, and us too, that God is light. God's light is in our minds and hearts, ready for us to remember by thinking wisely and lovingly. When we think dark, unhappy thoughts, we cannot feel and express our God light. We are to let God's light shine brightly in our minds and hearts for all to see. When others see our light, then they will feel like shining their God light too.
Reese, your God light did not appear to shine too brightly on the outside today, but I know you still have the God light on the inside.
But your God light shone so brightly on the outside that even grumpy me is feeling better. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I gotta ask my dad to buy me one of those cool LED versions so that I can see my messy room and make it spectacular.
The parable of the lamp describes God's light, a light that is always present, whether we can recognize it at a certain time or not. Sometimes it is hard to recognize when we are feeling things like fear, loneliness, hurt, or failure. Our burdens can appear to be so heavy that there could not possibly be light at the end of that very dark tunnel. Sometimes it is also hard to recognize that light in others, whether it is a matter of assumption or, again, fear on our own end. It might take some time for us to get to know them, but it is worth the effort. Thankfully, we have discovered ways to connect with that light. And many of us turn to those methods when we are in need of inspiration, but also when recognizing the light. Our group discussed that each person's light could be seen or expressed in different ways. We call this recognition of light spiritually, or connecting with spirit. Each of us has a different way of doing this, and it often manifests into doing the things we love. In the spirit of connecting and sharing some of what we have been discussing in our meetings, a few of us would like to share what spirituality means to us and how we connect to the light within.
During the parable that Riley, Reese, Michaela, and put on, my mind kept thinking of both of the lights can be interpreted metaphorically and literally. Literally by like hiding it, like Sky showed us with the light hiding under a basket, under a table, under a blanket, whatever. And then metaphorically, every one of us has a light within us that we have to like show and put out there for everyone, like in your own way. Which, I mean, I use a lot of times. I like to go on walks, like with friends or like by myself, especially now because it's really nice outside. And so like a lot of times, like me and friends will go for walks and like to the park or like hang out and just like talk so you can get things off your chest a lot by like talking with your friends and walking around, and it's like you're getting exercise too, so like that's good. And you get to de-stress, which is really great. I enjoy to listen to music, and like we have Alexas in our house, so we use those a lot, and we just like Alexa play, and we can play whatever we want, and that's fun because we get to like dance around our rooms. I like to use this app called Headspace, which like helps me meditate and calm my nerves before bed and lets me de-stress whenever I need to be de-stressed after like a long day or after a homework, which isn't fun. So yeah. Okay, so when like you guys are up here, we're downstairs, and a lot of times we like to like
come up with goals for our future. What we can do right now as a family together.
There you go. And so we made a list in class one day, and so we made it all nice and pretty now. But community and our spiritual goals, and then we have, for community, we have volunteer and bonding and giving, and then for spiritual, of leadership, support, and growth. And then some of the things that we've already done is we did the movie in a lock-in 2 weekends ago, which was a lot of fun. We made shirts, and then we did a bake sale like a few weeks ago too, and we're running a service right now. And then some of the things we're really excited to do are, we want to
go to the beach, go to Feed My Starving Children,
donate funds from a food venture, skiing, another movie or lock-in, bowling, etc. And then we want to accomplish these goals by December 31st of 2020.
A way that I show my light the brightest is by gardening a lot of times. I garden and it helps me focus and realize that everything is precious, and you also get to see it growing through the time period that you get more excited as it's growing and growing, because if it's like a flower, you get to see it blossom, or like a vegetable, you get to eat it after it's made. Another way I get to show my brightest light is by meditating. I meditate a lot at night. I also listen to music a lot, which helps me focus. So yeah.
Music brings out the Christ light in me personally. I've used music so many ways ever since I was little. I was pretty much raised on like Elton John and Queen, and you know, just gotta rock out to that, right? And music helps me in different situations. I played 3 different instruments, and each one helps me in a different way. I play percussion, and so that's a variety of instruments, and it always helps me to calm myself down and get out all of my anger and my frustration, especially because you're using a stick. My voice, I love to use when I sing. I love to let go of everything, and I'll just pop out a high note or something, and that just releases all of this, and I feel serene and calm. And then my viola helps me to feel peace because it's so calming to just hear a string instrument play. And even if I'm the one playing it, it's still calming. I play music because it helps me to grow and it helps my light to shine bright within me. And playing with my sisters is another great thing that helps me. And then music helps me to pump me up, motivate me. It helps me for softball. It helps me for if I have a test the next day. It helps me with everything. It lets me cry when you're feeling down, when you're sad. That helps me let it all out. And then it also helps to lift my mood when I'm done crying. And now, as an example of music and what it means to me, my sisters and I will be playing Canon in D by Pachelbel.
Thank you.